Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me once again into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 35, and today's reading begins with Jesus' instructions for handling matters of discipline within communities of faith and reproving one who has sinned. By means of a parable, Jesus teaches that there is no limit to the number of times one is called upon to forgive another. And God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. And so let's begin reading Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go to him and show him his fault. But do it privately, just between yourselves. If he listens to you, you have won back your brother. But if he will not listen to you, take one or two other persons with you so that every accusation may be upheld by the testimony of two or more witnesses, as the scripture says. And if he will not listen to them, then tell the whole thing to the church. Finally, if he will not listen to the church, treat him as though he were a pagan or a tax collector. And so I tell all of you, what you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven. What you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. And I tell you more, whenever two of you on earth agree about anything you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, I am there with them. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, if my brother keeps on sinning against me, how many times do I have to forgive him? Seven times? No, not seven times, answered Jesus, but 70 times 7. Because the kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who decided to check on his servants' accounts. And he had just begun to do so when one of them was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. The servant did not have enough to pay his debt, so the king ordered him to be sold as a slave with his wife and his children and all that he had in order to pay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before the king. Oh, be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay you everything. Well, the king felt sorry for him, so he forgave him the debt and let him go. Then the man went out and met one of his fellow servants who owed him a few dollars. He grabbed him and started choking him. Pay back what you owe me, he said. And his fellow servant fell down and begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him thrown into jail until he should pay the debt. Well, when the other servants saw what had happened, they were very upset and went to tell the king and told him everything. So he called the servant in. You worthless slave, he said. I forgave you the whole amount you owed me just because you asked me to. You should have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you. And the king was very angry, and he sent the servant to jail to be punished until he should pay back the whole amount. And then Jesus concluded, that is how my Father in heaven will treat every one of you unless you forgive your brother from the heart. And today's key verse is Matthew 18, verse 27, where Jesus said, the king felt sorry for him, so he forgave him the debt and let him go. You know, brothers and sisters, we are forgiven for so many things, countless dozens, hundreds, thousands of things where we mess up every day that, you know, you could say that's sin if it is something that offends God. And yet, as many times, as often as we go to him and we ask his forgiveness, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But there's a caveat with that, in that He forgives us in the same way we forgive others. And so as Jesus told Peter, be prepared to keep on forgiving. If your brother sins against you 7 times or 70 times 7, that would be 490 times if you feel like keeping track with all of that. But it's an infinite amount that we should forgive our brothers and sisters, because God forgives us of everything. Amen. Let's pray. Merciful God, each time I sin and confess my transgressions, you offer forgiveness over and over again. Teach me to forgive others as you have forgiven me. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we are going to be reading Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 14, where Jesus teaches about prayer and about avoiding self-righteousness. And until then, I just pray every good blessing that God has in store for you will be warmly and readily enjoyed according to your faith. God bless you. See you tomorrow.